This Valentine's Day weekend, UCSB will be hosting the 19th Annual Western Regional Queer Conference. The conference aims to discuss the issues of homophobia, gender oppression, racism, and all other forms of prejudice in a safe space that is also interactive and fun. Samuel Santos, Director of LGBT Resources at UCSB, spoke to KCSB News.
The goal of the conference is to bring together the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and ally communities from across the Western region. We want to come together sort of in community and in the spirit of community building and spirit of education, and really to also have a good time. I think it's really important that we get together and celebrate who we are, and more importantly, learn from each other and enjoy the experiences and share our knowledge.
The event is put on by UCSB Associated Students Queer Commission and the Resource Center for Sexual and Gender Diversity. Student leaders have been planning the conference for almost an entire year now.
I think first off I want to say about the conference is that it's been almost exclusively student-run, student-led, and student-organized. And the amazing thing about the conference is that these students are holding down like full-time academic loads and putting the conference on at the same time. Some of the things we're really excited about are our speakers. We have a wide variety of speakers, that kind of run the gamut ethnically, racially, different cultural, religious values and experiences. We have some great trans speakers and workshop attendees that will be here as well. Some of the more interesting folks that will be on campus are the Drag King Troupe. We're also having Funkonometry, which is a dance troupe. We're having Medusa come from L.A., and we have Good Asian Drivers on Friday night. So it really runs a wide gamut of performers, I think, speaking to different experiences. And the wonderful thing about it is it kind of shows a quick glimpse of the diversity of the LGBT community. So we're really proud of that.
Edgar Vargas, student co-chair for the Queer Commission, along with Brittany Tannenbaum, and one of the main organizers of the conference, had this to say about how he would like the weekend to run.
Hopefully there won't be like any homophobic attacks that occur on campus, because we've been preparing for this conference all year long, and we don't want to see that sort of like thing happen, especially since last August there was two homophobic attacks that took place in IV. So we kind of we're just trying to make the conference as a safe space as possible.
The Queer Conference will offer a diverse range of performers, speakers, and workshops that participants can choose to attend.
So people can come and go as they please. They don't have to be there specifically all day. We are going to give them a workshop booklet of the schedule for workshops, so they can choose to go to some and not others, or like the other way around, or they can go to caucuses and performances. It's really like we won't be checking up on them. It's really like on their own.
Santos and Vargas invite queers and allies to experience the conference.
I think it's one thing to say you're an ally to the LGBTQIA community, but it's another thing to sort of put that into action. And one way you can put that into action is by coming to the conference and really being proactive and educating yourself. There are so many different choices of different ways people can participate at different levels of comfort, from going to a performance, to a workshop, to different caucus spaces. So it really is going to be exciting, interactive, and allow people to flow in and out to their comfort.
We invite everyone to come. Honestly, this is like a great opportunity for people to come and learn about LGBTQ issues, because that sort of space isn't provided often. And this is why we try to do this sort of work, because people want to learn and they want to broaden their minds. And just coming together, I mean, it's going to be great.
Students are welcome to register for the conference by going to the Student Resource Building multipurpose room on Friday evening from 5 to 9 or Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. For more information on the event and registration, go to www.comeoutwest.org. This is Casey Capacci reporting for KCSB News.